102.5 WBOC. I've got Pat Monahan from the band Train hanging out with me. How are you, my friend?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Now, you guys dropped a new single, AM Gold, which came out back in February. And that's also the title track for a new album coming out in May, correct?
Yep. It's called AM Gold. It's a album filled with a lot of different varieties of music and kind of vibes. And it reminded us of an old compilation that was called AM Gold, where they, before FM radio even, when there were big hits on the radio that were, you know, R&B and singer-songwriter and disco, that this whole album has a lot of all of that. So it's kind of a throwback album. And then we're going to be touring with some old friends of ours, Jewel and Blues Traveler. So it's kind of like a throwback tour. So it's a throwback year for Train.
Yeah, and this is the first new studio album in like 5 years, right?
Yeah, we didn't really have a choice. Some weird stuff was going on, and we decided that maybe we would wait and finish our record when we could actually go tour it properly.
I was going to say, what's it been like working through COVID between being in the studio, out of the studio? How was it to get back in the studio?
Yeah, well, you know, I was traveling a lot, writing with people, and then we all had to go home. So I had to learn how to write songs virtually, which at first I did not want to do it, and then figured out how to actually get good at it so that we could make a better album for Train fans. And so I think that this is the one good thing that COVID has given us, is a little bit more time so we could get the right album to people.
I think fans will really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Now you guys, like you said, you're touring this summer, and how's it feel to be back on the road?
Well, it's going to feel great. We're still about a month and a half out. And, you know, I'm singing on one of Jewel's songs on her album. She sings on one of ours. And so we'll join each other on stage and have John Popper come out and blast some harmonica all over the place because he's incredible at it. But, you know, it's like old friendship. So we'll have great camaraderie before we even meet up.
Now, last year was the 20th anniversary of Drops of Jupiter, correct?
Yep. I turned 20 years old. Crazy.
How does it feel to be 20 years from Drops of Jupiter?
Yeah, it feels like yesterday, really. But
yeah.
I mean, I sang it yesterday, and but it still has an impact, and it's really a great blessing, I suppose, that I was gifted that song when writing it. It happened very quickly, and it's taken us around the world. It's cool.
That is very cool. Now, you have also teamed up with a wine company and have created something really special.
So we, years ago, started to, we partnered with Concannon and made a nice, affordable bottle of wine that we attached to a great charity in San Francisco called Family House that houses some really sick kids and their families while they're getting help at UCSF Hospital. And it was a 24 room facility, and now it's an 80 room building where they can house 80 families at a time, and they're full all the time. And, you know, millions of bottles of wine later, and some happy drinkers and some happy kids.
That's beautiful. I love that. And you have not only been, you know, making music, you just came off a bit of a movie debut. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, right. I was Christmas in Tahoe is a Train album. It's a holiday album. And Hallmark turned it into a movie for Christmas. Yes. And I was able to be in that with my friend George Lopez and had a great time.
Good, good. And you've also done a little bit of performing on Broadway as well.
Yeah, I was in a Broadway show that was it was like half classical music and half classic rock music. So I got to sing Drops of Jupiter and some Led Zeppelin songs, and it was a lot of fun. It's not on Broadway anymore, but it was a good time.
Was that different from performing at like one of your own shows?
Well, you know, it's Broadway crowds are pretty fun. Where,
yeah,
you know, they want to interact with the performers, and so it was pretty cool. A lot of Train fans made their way from all over the world to come to New York for that, and made it a great time for me. We're like family now. We've been together for a long time.
That's great. Well, once again, your album is coming out on the 20th. Is there a track that you're most excited for fans to hear?
Well, you know, there's a couple. We released two songs so far, AM Gold on the radio, and then another song called Running Back, which I love. I'm really hoping when the record comes out or the album comes out on May 20th, we are hoping that within a couple of weeks we can see what people are gravitating towards so we can add those to the set list, because you can't add the whole album. People will get, you know, kind of like, come on, guy. But it'll be fun to see what people gravitate towards, because I have my ideas, but you know, it doesn't make it right. So we'll find out.
Sure. Fans like to surprise you.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, May 20th, we can't wait to hear the album in its entirety. And again, we can't wait to have you in our area on June 15th, as well as July 2nd.
Yeah, cool. Well, I'll see you guys there. Great music lovers in those parts of the world.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with me this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'll see you soon.